Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Hello, everyone. We've got such a great show today on the power of influence. But before we get into that, you guys, I've got to talk about the power of beauty in my life and how that sort of paved the way for me to become this digital influencer. It all started in my room. I was talking to all my imaginary friends out there with no YouTube subscribers and tons of makeup right in front of me, trying to figure out, like, what video do I want to create? What do I want to tell people? And for me, I noticed that the makeup was simply a gimmick. And my talent was to connect with people. And makeup allowed me to do that. And I think over the years, as I've evolved as this beauty influencer, I've just realized the power of staying true to myself and who I am at my core. And we're going to be talking a lot about that in today's episode. But when I started out, I wasn't getting makeup for free. I had to go out there. I was trying to figure out what I liked, what I didn't like. And I loved going to places like Ulta. This is a store we've talked about on our show before, and I keep talking about it because there is this powerful thing about beauty. And I feel like in today's generation and society, it's important that we understand that beauty really does come from within. And I love that in Ulta, it's a world where you can discover so many beautiful possibilities. They've got obviously over 20,000 of the best beauty products across the board from makeup, fragrance, hair care, and skincare. And you can choose between so many of your favorite brands. And I just remember I was this young girl, had a channel. I didn't know what and where I was going to start with my content. But I just knew that if I stayed true to myself and just talked about the things that meant so much to me, I knew that I could connect with somebody out there. And that's sort of been the groundwork for everything that I do today, is I remember how important it is to stay 100% true to who I am and to who I want to be. So whether you're heading out on a date night or maybe you're getting ready to start your own YouTube channel, whatever way you want to tell your story, you can head to Ulta Beauty because that's where they'll help you show it off to the world, sister. Because Ulta Beauty knows you're not here to get beautiful, but because you already are. And that's so important. Visit Ulta.com to learn more and to find a store near you. Again, that's Ulta.com, ULTA.com, Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful. So we've got a question for you guys to start today's show. What or who is influencing your life the most right now? In other words, what's feeding your soul? At your core, is it social media, a celebrity, a substance addiction, a job, a boyfriend or girlfriend? And be honest. It's important we dive deep in understanding this topic and how what we're putting in is a reflection of what we're putting out. It's called influence for a reason.
It doesn't matter whether you're a stay-at-home mom, you're a working mom, a dad, whether it's in your friends group, at your job, at church, your sports team, it doesn't matter. We are all influencing and we are all being influenced. So we want today's episode to challenge you because social media for Sazan and I plays a huge role in how we influence, but for all of us, social media plays a large role in how we're also being influenced.
And the pressures of social media and just everything that comes with that. So we're going to have a really great show today. We wanted to start out the show really throwing those questions at you guys, those bold, daring questions, because it's something that I want you guys to really think about as we go on through the day and through the show. Plus, we're also going to give you three useful tips that you can take away that you need to hear when it comes to getting yourself out of that deep, dark tunnel when you start to compare yourself. We're going to share those tips later on the show.
Also, you guys, if you watch Sazan's Instagram, we're going to be surprise calling some of you listeners who sent your questions in. So get ready for that because your phone might get a ring-a-ding-ding-ding-ding.
Babe, you were influencing the house this past week while I was in New York City.
I was influencing Teeny in so many bad ways while you were in New York this week. I mean, I told her so many bad tricks that she's going to, I'm sure, show to you later. Actually, you guys, to be honest, Teeny, babe, she started saying wow while you were in New York. I'm not kidding.
I know. You were sending me videos.
She started saying wow, you guys. Like, I would say something and go, wow. And Teeny would literally go, Wow. And it's one of those moments where you're a parent and you're like, oh, my God.
You're like, thank God she's saying wow and not anything else.
Right.
You know?
Well, babe, how was the trip in New York? You said it was a good trip, but we haven't hardly talked about it.
Well, I just got back home last night, you guys. And before I tell you about how amazing my time in New York was, I just want to say thank you for all of the messages, emails, prayers, everything that I've received since last week's episode when I shared my medical scare. Where we're at with that is I'm getting my biopsy in a couple of days, and I feel really good going into it. So just wanted to say thank you guys, Good Life Fam listeners, for the prayers and the support, and we just really appreciate that. And yeah, when I went to New York, it was great because I kind of needed to get away after all of that stuff happened. And so my sister came with me and we just were invited to come to New York City and get to meet Laura Mercier, one of my favorite like makeup brands ever. Laura Mercier is an icon. And we kind of got this opportunity where we got to sit with her. Can you tell I'm still on New York time? Well, we sat with Laura and got to pick her brains and ask her all these questions. And I was just like, it was one of those times in my life where I left feeling so empowered and inspired, similar to when I had met Cindy Crawford, because Laura had all of this amazing, incredible insight of what she defines as sort of like this success story for her and her brand. And it had nothing to do with some of the things we get so caught up in nowadays. And in a way, she said, we just kind of keep it basic. And that word nowadays can be seen as like
she said that?
Yeah, she's French. She's so cute. And how she said it, I was like, oh my gosh.
We just kind of keep it basic.
Yeah, you know, and I think all that to say is she just has stayed true to herself. And she's 100% authentic. That's what she said was sort of the key behind her success. You know, if you want to kind of see what she said in full, I recapped all the little nuggets that I took from that meeting, and I shared it on my Instagram page. So if you want to head over there and see my photo with Laura Mercier and what I shared from that specific meeting. But what I took from that, me being an influencer and things in my life, I realized there is the similarity being an influencer and in the cosmetic beauty industry.
Yeah, and it's so cool that she has had so much success, and she said the secret sauce is being yourself, staying true to who you are. Because I feel like, especially in this industry, babe, that we're in, it's so easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of being like everybody else, because our living is based on our followers and what they want to see. And
yeah,
a lot of times we get caught up in looking at the other people who are maybe growing tremendous numbers, and we think, well, what are they doing? Oh, they're doing their makeup this way, or oh, they're doing funny videos like this. We got to do that. And we've been caught up in that whirlwind before.
I know. I have. And, you know, when I was in New York, I was able to see the similarity between the cosmetic industry and the influencer world industry that I'm in. And I think the similarity is everyone's trying to just figure out, how do I stay relevant in this saturated space? Everyone's trying to do it. And it was refreshing to hear that Laura Mercier said something that spoke so deep into my soul. And she said, you don't have to follow the trends or keep up with the trends in order to have longevity. In fact, longevity comes from authenticity. That's kind of been her success story. And I took that and it just set my heart on fire, because I thought, people need to know this in my space, because there's a lot of stuff that I feel like people just don't understand about the digital influencer space. People think there's that side that people think, oh, well, you just get free makeup and you get to travel and you get to like take pretty pictures and be yourself for a living. The other side is like, that's the thing, is we have to be ourselves for a living. And when you put yourself out there, there's so much challenges that come with that. And so, you know, today's episode is really about the power of influence over each and every single one of our lives. But you're going to hear me talking a lot about the social media world, because that's specifically where my power of influence is kind of in and where I drive my own influence. But, you know, a question that Stevie and I, we get all the time is like, how are you guys so happy? Why are you guys, how, like, what's the secret? Like, how do you, like, when I follow your guys' pages, you're so happy. What would you say to that, babe? It's like,
well, you know,
first of all, if only you knew, we fought on the way here.
Well, I mean, yeah, we're normal like everybody else. We have good days and bad days. I actually want to read this verse to you guys from Philippians, because this verse is actually, there's a book structured around this verse that my friend gave me, and it's called 40 Days to a Joy-Filled Life. If you haven't read this book and you're struggling with joy, you're struggling with being influenced by negative things, I'm telling you, you guys, just reading the summary of this book will change the way that you think. And it's all based around this verse right here. It says, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there's any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. Mm. These things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, God. Practice these things and the God of peace will be with you. Let me tell you why this is so important. Because when I was going through a really dark time, I've spoke about it before. I was going through my own depression. John told me about this book. And I didn't really have any really good influences at the time in my life that I was feeding myself. You know, I have my dad and I have you and all of that. But I needed to hear that because at that time, you guys, I was being really influenced by the news mm-hmm. and a lot of the dark things that were going on in the news. And I was allowing the news to dictate the way that I felt in the day to day. And this verse says here, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely. And nothing in the news was any of those things.
Yeah.
And I had to shift my focus on what was influencing me to these things. And you guys, I'm telling you, practically, it made a world of difference for me.
So in a way, going back to the question of how do you and Stevie stay happy, I think what you see with us is what you get. So on social media, obviously, it's the highlight reel of your life. So you're not going to always share the deep, dark secrets of things going on. But I feel like for the most part, Stevie and I, really 95% of what you guys see is what we, that's our life. And we share a lot of the struggles that we go through. So it's not always happy, but I think it's about where we're getting our influence
and where, and
to help us feed our soul, to feel that positivity and that light and that love. And that no matter what we go through, just like last week when I had that medical scare, it's just about that your perspective and making that decision that you're going to have an attitude of gratitude instead of negativity. So today's show, we are going to kind of – we don't have a guest on today's show, by the way. It's Stevie and I again. Hey.
Hey. But we are having some people that we're calling, so it's kind of like we're having some
but
guests.
You guys are going to be coming on the show later on. But what's really cool is that Stevie and I, we're going to kind of dive into my life as this influencer. Nobody has been there by my side more than Stevie has, you know. So he's seen – this sort of evolution of in my career, and not just in my career, but in my soul. And I wanted to do this episode because when I was in New York, I literally woke up and I felt the words power of influence put on my heart. And I felt like I needed to do this episode, especially after, you know, lately I've been going to a lot of these blogger influencer events. And when I walk into these rooms, I can't help but notice that there's this heaviness in the room. And I can just sense that there's just so much, like, sadness, honestly, and struggle.
Why do you think that that is there? I mean, what is it that makes you see that or feel that?
It just makes me sad, and I don't know why. I think all I can do is, you know, obviously not judging what everybody's going through because I don't know what they're going through by just looking at someone. But I can just sense it because I've been at events and times in my life where you put on this facade, but really deep down inside, you're insecure.
I think also, too, what I've seen, because I go with you all the time, is you see people, because we've also been through this, to be 100%, you see people struggling with their identity.
Yeah.
Because in the social space, like we said previously, it's all about, you know, oh, I got to be this and look this way and have this and that. It's almost like being a miniature celebrity. You're trying to build this image of yourself that you think people want. And instead, you get lost along the way and you become something that you weren't meant to be. And I think there's an emptiness in that.
Yeah. And it's kind of tricky, too, because, you know, if you start out as a beauty influencer, for example, or a fitness influencer, but let's say like somewhere along the way, life happens, maybe you got hit with a disease or maybe you got pregnant, something happened, like a big life event that has changed kind of your priorities and your passions. There's this fear in you of like, is this an identity crisis? Like, how can I continue to just create the content that I think people want to see? And I think I've really had to let go of me trying to be in control of my path of like, okay, I'm doing makeup videos and that's all I'm doing. I think somewhere along the way, my career has evolved and it's changed, but I've had to be honest with myself. And I didn't get to that place until recently. And for the first time ever here on The Good Life, we're diving deep and we're going to share this story with you guys. You ready? Like I always say on my channel, babe.
Let's do this.
A little bit more confidence.
Let's do this! Yeah! Sean, was that too loud?
That was great.
Okay. Thank you, Sean. Sean's a producer. If you don't know Sean, you need to listen to other episodes of Sean 21 Questions. It's very funny. But before we get to that, you guys, I just want to take a second to thank our sponsors who bring this show to you guys for free because they're really the life behind The Good Life right now.
Ooh,
and one of these I want to talk to you about, which is one of my new personal favorites, is M. Jemmy.
He ain't lying. He's obsessed.
Guys, there's no better feeling when you're walking into a room than knowing you got some bomb footwear on, you guys. And if you know about footwear, then you probably know about luxury Italian footwear. I'm talking about M. Jemmy, you guys. The Italians know how to do it, I'm telling you. They put the leather in the Ferrari, so why don't they put the leather on your feet, if you know what I'm saying?
And we're so excited that today we have an incredible sponsor that's on our show that is going to give you guys $50 off your first pair of M. Jemmy shoes. The quality of these shoes are incredible. Stevie and I went on immediately, ordered a pair. We got them in the mail, and I picked out the most gorgeous suede pointed toe heels for fall. It's this camel color. I don't have anything like it. And the quality is real. It fits true to size. That's immediately what I notice with my shoes when I order online is like, is it gonna fit? Fits true to size. It's comfortable. And the style is timeless. So I know that this is a shoe that's going to be in my closet for years and years to come. But sometimes when you're shopping for shoes, you wonder like, well, is the quality really there?
It is, because one thing that I love about this company is that the shoes are made in the same Italian workshops as the other European luxury brands that you're used to seeing. This is the same quality, if not better. You're getting great materials, great craftsmanship. And you guys, instead of dropping so many different seasonal collections four times a year, what I also love is that they drop a brand new limited edition shoe every single Monday. So guys, they're always bringing something new and something fresh. And I'm excited because Cezanne and I placed an order ourselves and I got the Zola boot. And this is a boot that looks like a hiking boot, but it is olive suede.
I love that you picked out that color. It also comes in black. And then my pointed toe hump that I'm quite obsessed with, it's called the Asado. And it's this pointed toe pump that comes in so many colors, but the cappuccino shade is my favorite. Makes me want a cappuccino.
What I love, you guys, is that they've got traditional styles with a new twist, and my boot is a hiking boot style, but it has suede on the outside. I don't think I've ever seen that before, and I'm loving it.
Go see for yourself how amazing these shoes are at mjemmy.com/Cezanne for $50 off your first pair. You don't want to miss out. That's mjemmy. Jemmy, that's spelled M. And Jemmy, GEMI.com/Cezanne for $50 off your first pair today, you guys. This is an amazing deal on The Good Life, and we're so excited.
That's right. Put some sweet treats on your feet.
There
walk
you go
down
again.
The street. You never know who you'll meet.
Oh, enough.
That's a little sweet little razzmatazz, jazzy little rhyme for you guys.
For so, Halloween. There you go.
Enough with the foopity faux pas.
Okay, Steve.
Flappers.
Yeah. I cannot.
So, you guys, Cezanne and I's journey through our career in social media has really been parceled up into three major beats that we can think of. Now, a lot of you guys aren't social media influencers, and that doesn't matter because we're talking about the power of influence and how it relates to Cezanne and I's life, and that is what we do all the time together. And really, Cezanne, the first part of that journey started about 6 years ago when we moved to LA and you first started becoming an influencer. We were engaged, young, married, and it was just you and I.
Yeah, and I don't even think the term influencer was even a thing back then when I started, you know. You know, my story when I moved out to LA is I thought I wanted to become a TV host, but then quickly this whole quote-unquote influencer, digital, whatever, tastemaker kind of fell into my lap. And I had a blog at the time, but I didn't necessarily know where it was going to lead me. I didn't know that this could become a full-time job. And at the time, if we talk about where I was on a mental level, I just was like, I had just moved from Texas to LA. I had never left my parents' house. This was the first time I was living on my own. So I was also struggling with the hardship of figuring out, like, what is the city that I'm living in now? How do I live alone? Responsibilities.
I think a major thing for us, though, and a major theme is that when we moved to LA, LA is a very influential city in that I feel like LA is always telling you, much like New York, if you're not doing this, this way, or look this way, and acting this way, you're not going to have success. And so you're immediately moving into a city where a lot of people who are new have this lightness about them, this freshness, this happiness. And a lot of the times people are like, oh, well, that'll be gone in a year. Because you're being influenced by the city that you're in or the career that you're chasing.
And that was me, 100%. I was not in Kansas no more. I mean, when I moved to LA, I started just becoming a little bit more self-aware of my hairstyles, of the clothes I was wearing, how often I was repeating certain outfits, the designer handbags that I would see everywhere I went, people's nails done. I mean, these little things, it's in your face all day, every day. And I just, that's never who I really was, but I got a little caught up in that.
Baby, when we were in Texas, you were definitely one of the most fashionable girls that I had ever seen, you know, and even in college. And you had such confidence about you, and you always do. But when did you really start feeling that, you know, oh, well, I need to change this about myself, or, oh, I need to start doing this? Because that's not who you were before you moved to LA.
I think it was when I started noticing that, like, certain things I wanted for myself, like in my career, I felt like I would look up to other people in that specific field, like TV hosting, and I would see, like, Juliana Rancic or some other girls on TV, and you just see them, and they're perfect, right? And so I thought, well, if that's what I want to be, then I have to look like that, you know? And I still kind of was my own. You know, I had my things that I do, like, I didn't completely dye my hair blonde or anything like that, but it really sticks with you that you see an image and you're like, I think that's what I have to look like. And it was the same thing for blogging. As I was getting into the blogging space and I saw other girls that were maybe had more followers or more success at the time,
yeah,
I would be around these girls and see them. And I thought, well, I think that's what I would have to do to be successful. And it wasn't just outer physical appearances. It was also the content I was creating. I was like, I need to create these perfect, pretty pictures because that's what people want. Wrong for me, that was. It was, no, that was, I was so lost.
I think, too, though, when I started working with you, over time, I started adopting that same mindset because your business became our business.
Right.
And inside, it became my business, too. So it was my baby. I was like, if this is my project, then I'm going to care about it as much as she does. And so, just like you said, I would also start seeing other people. You know, I'm watching all of your social stats and I see other people growing maybe at a faster rate or doing this and that project. And I think, well, why aren't we getting those projects? And then you and I started kind of losing our authenticity and our identity before we had the baby. I felt like there was a season where I remember one night we were laying – were we in Texas? It was before you were pregnant or anything. We were laying in Texas and I just had this feeling that there was something really dark going on in your mind.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was. I felt like God was putting it on my heart. And I literally leaned over. I said, what are you thinking about?
Oh my God. I forgot about this story, babe.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I leaned over and I said, what are you thinking about? And you, I think you said, oh my God, when I said it. You go, oh my God. And I said, what?
I literally was like, I need to get like a boob job and I need to get work done. Like I don't know what spirit of just evil came over me that night.
Dark influence.
But it was a dark influence, exactly that. And you guys would have never known this about me because I would, you know, this isn't who I am at my core, but I was lost. And I said to you, you knew it. The room was silent. I couldn't sleep because I kept thinking about, like, I have to get surgery and, like, I need to get, I can't even believe, that wasn't me that night. That wasn't my voice. It was so demonic,
and
honestly.
I remember that was something you were battling for a long time. You were battling that for, it seems, 6 months to a year because, like you said, other girls in the space and in the blogger space that you saw having success, you're like, well, so-and-so, my friend, got this done, and she got this done. And you started asking me, babe, do I need to do this to my body or this to my nose? And I'm like, baby, you're perfect. Like, don't touch anything.
And it's just hard because when you're around these women – you know, they really do have an influence on you. And I was getting influenced by so many things around me in the industry. And at a time, this was before I got pregnant. So me, from the time I moved to LA to before I got pregnant, this is that season we're talking about right now, where I was just kind of like figuring out, who am I, you know, trying to sharpen myself and the outside. So when I describe sort of like before my pregnancy, it was really all about the outside, babe. Like what I was doing, what I was wearing, how I looked. Like you just said, I wanted to alter potentially my face and my body. I had thoughts of that, just dark thoughts always following me around that like I needed to do that. And it was more about what I had to show people for me to inspire them. It was about what can I show? How perfect of a makeup look? Right. How can I, you know, look a certain way? And I was sharpening and perfecting this sort of superficial kind of life when deep down inside, I was lost. I lost touch with myself, my purpose, and most importantly, God. I was living in the flesh is really the best way to describe that. You know, God kept showing me signs during this time in my life. Signs of rest. The word rest just kept creeping up on me. And I felt like God was basically saying, like, give it a rest. Because you're trying so hard to be something that you're not. And why are you doing it? And is it for success? Is it for the Instagram fame? I didn't know. But it was hard for me to understand how to truly rest and how to let go of that control. Because at this point, I was starting to see success.
Well, one mirror that I think is interesting is that on this side, you've got you. You've got all these followers, and you're struggling with thinking about changing yourself because of the influence of other people in the industry, but also the influence of what you think people, your followers, want to see. And the interesting mirror is that you guys who are not working in the social space, who are, you know, just following people on Instagram and stuff like that, you know, you see these influencers and then there's an influence coming from the quote unquote influencer, and whatever it is that they're saying that you're reading on your feed on a daily basis is influencing you as well. And so there's this interesting reflection between audience and digital influencer and all of that. And I know that there's a lot of people at home who get on their Instagram and look at somebody's page and instantly don't feel good about themselves, whether they think they're prettier than me, they're smarter than me, they're living a better life than me. And that comparison begins to eat away at your soul. And that is a really negative influence, you guys. And honestly, Cezanne and I struggle with the same thing. We're in the same boat. We get on other people's Instagram and you can get lost in that.
Totally.
And so I just want to encourage you guys, if you're struggling with that comparison, you can go ahead and check that influence out of the box and tell yourself, I'm not going to be influenced and compare myself to all of these other people.
And you know, at the beginning of the show when I said all of those things of what's influencing you and I said, be honest, that's kind of what I'm doing right now, is I'm just being completely honest with you guys about who I was as an influencer. And, you know, my true online fam, you guys have seen this evolution in my career and just through my life circumstances and things that I've shared. You guys know, and you knew when I was not in a good place. I knew that you guys knew. And I feel like God put you guys there in my life to remind me of that, because you guys didn't care for the foofy and the perfection. Yeah. Every time I was trying to create a perfect picture, those photos just were not even engaging to my community. And I was blinded because I was like, well, I just need to continue to create perfect content. Stevie and I would go on these trips and have these beautiful opportunities, right? But there was anxiety in myself to have to create perfection, and it was work. And that's what I always told myself. I was like, well, this is work. You know, work is not fun. It's not going to feel good all the time, work. But no, that's not true. Like I was kind of like avoiding the fact that like I was creating this life that really wasn't reality for me. And I know it wasn't as bad, maybe looking in from the outside, but deep inside, I was in such a crazy place. So right before I got pregnant, babe, I think I finally felt like, okay, I've been working out. I look good. I've got we've got so many great opportunities coming. Wow. We've got money coming into the bank account.
Like, do you feel like that was part of why you started becoming so workout obsessed? I know it's not now because I know you love to work out, but do you feel like that was a catalyst?
I honestly, when I first started working out for me used to be a chore. I never worked out, and I've said this many times, but at the time, yes. it was more so what I was looking like on the outside. Mm. And I didn't realize that because there were times where I hadn't eaten all day because I was just so busy running around and that anxiety was feeding my soul that I didn't have an actual appetite to eat. Mm. And I was so lost. And I was like, I didn't even realize it. But working out for me, I was like, is my release. But at the same time, I would work out and beat myself up because I was like, I have to work out because I need to maintain and look a certain way. And that, to answer your question, at the time, no. I was not working out because I genuinely loved it like I do today. It was because I needed to keep up with an image. And it was pretty dark. And it's really hard for me to sit here and to put myself in such a vulnerable place. But there's a reason I'm sharing this, because there really is a light at the end of the story that I feel like I need to share. And I have to talk about when I got pregnant.
Well, that's what I was going to talk about. And you guys, that was our promise to you when we started The Good Life. And that's the whole reason that we're doing The Good Life podcast, is to talk about these things that we've never talked about before, pull back the curtain on Instagram and everything. And honestly, we're just trying to be completely vulnerable with you guys. So if you guys are loving The Good Life right now, please do me a favor, if you haven't already, just subscribe to the podcast and leave us a nice rating, a comment of what you think about the podcast.
There was a lot of things I didn't know when I first started my blog. But if there was one thing I was on top of, it was my business cards. I always had them everywhere I went with me, whether it was an event or a meeting. And that's where I wanted to talk about Vistaprint. Because today, it's so important that when you meet people, you're prepared. You don't want to miss out on an opportunity, whether you're a small business owner or someone who wants to start your career today. People who produce their own content, sometimes you forget that you need a business card. So being plugged in and prepared when an opportunity comes up is crucial. Those moments happen all the time. They're happening now. And having a business card that shows how professional you are in your pocket, ready to go at any time, is the first step to making something happen. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and responsibly sourced paper stocks. They've got dozens of designs that are just right for your business. The possibilities are endless. You can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. And no, you can use it on all of your marketing going forward. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed, or they'll make it right, either by reprinting your order or offering a refund. Vistaprint wants you to do something great for your business today, which is why our listeners will get 500 high-quality custom business cards starting at just $9.99. Use code Cezanne at Vistaprint.com today. That's code Cezanne at Vistaprint.com. Go get yours and make an impact, girl.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
Saz, I got to say, while you were gone, the house, it's just very big with one adult in there. It was just me and Teenie, and everybody that stays in our house is always like, it's a lot of house for me to handle. But I feel a lot better because we do have ADT security installed in our home. So if you guys don't have ADT security installed in your home, they can do amazing, wonderful things with you that go beyond security, okay? They can give you a new smart home service customized to your lifestyle. You can explore so many different numbers of things you can do to secure your smart home. You can set up custom automations that are unique to your home that automatically do things like lock the doors, set the thermostat when you leave, and even close your garage door from virtually anywhere. I don't know about you guys, but I've definitely needed that. And you can control the whole thing from your smartphone on the ADT app with the sound of your voice, you guys. So don't worry about installing the system or configuring it yourself, because ADT has got that covered for you guys. You know what I also love is that they have these automations that you can sound off, and they're extremely simple to do, and they make your life a lot easier. Like, they have doorman service. So ADT automation can unlock the front door for packages or friends of your kids, or they have this thing called game day service where ADT automation unlocks the front door for your friends who arrive for the game day, yada, yada, yada. You get the whole thing. And what I like is at night is they have neighborhood watch service. You could say neighborhood watch service to your ADT, and ADT automation will turn on the outdoor lighting and make it look like your home even when you aren't. So if you guys want to feel more security and you also want to update your house and have a smart home, I suggest that you check out ADT and visit ADT.com/smart to learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you guys.
Zahn, as recently you were disrupted, our life was disrupted kind of by this boob scare that you had. Well, we had another disruption. Breast cancer scare. Which you've got your biopsy coming up, and we're praying for you and believing for the best. But also, you guys, there was another disruption that came about you know, a year and a half or so ago. But this was a sweet disruption. And this was the complete surprise of you getting pregnant with our beautiful baby girl,
yes.
Valentina.
So I got pregnant in 2017, April 2017. It was at a time in my life when we were not planning to be pregnant. We had just bought a house and we were figuring out like what we wanted to, what we were going to do, like with this new company we had launched, BlessBox, at the time. And I finally felt like I'm in such a good place. Like, I feel good. I've overcome some obstacles, but I'm in a good place.
I remember you telling me, you're like, I've never been in better shape in my life. And you really hung your hat on that.
I did. And to be honest, like, mentally and spiritually, I thought I was in a good place. Like, that's the thing, is when you feel like you've reached your highest place of victory, you're like, this is great.
Your mind was overweight.
But I could not. No, but it's true, babe, you know. So here comes God, right? And God surprised us with this pregnancy that we didn't plan. And like Stevie said, it really was a sweet sort of distraction in our life at the time. But I'm going to be honest again and say that during my pregnancy, consider this part of my journey to be the complete test of faith.
This is when I feel like the ground that we had been standing on, the stilts and the image that we had created, was just going to be completely shaken no matter what. You couldn't – this is one thing you couldn't stop.
That's a really great way to put it, babe, because it all came crashing down on me when I was pregnant, okay? And I'm going to explain this. So God gave me this beautiful circumstance of pregnancy, right, at the time, babe, in my life when it wasn't on our agenda. I was sort of forced to rest, remember? Like it was in my first trimester. I remember I was blow drying my hair because I wanted to shoot some videos and I physically couldn't lift my arm. I would get tired 2 minutes into blow drying and I just turned the blow dryer off with half my hair straight and half of it curly. And I just had to go lay on the couch.
You guys, so, I've never seen Suzanne so helpless. She went from like two workouts a day to XYZ, and then she's literally laying on the couch at 1 p.m. going, I can't get up.
I physically couldn't get up. It was like this constant fatigue. So God literally came in, grabbed me, and forced me to rest. So not just physically, but, babe, you witnessed that this was really mentally and spiritually, you know, because I was still wrestling with rest. Even on the days in my first trimester when I should have been taking naps, I was still trying to fight that and continue on with this control thing that I had over my life and my path. And then I finally realized I couldn't prepare or plan how this pregnancy would turn out, because it wasn't turning out like I had hoped. Thinking I could control pregnancy, how crazy am
I? Well, everything has so many unknown variables. I remember you were always Suzanne. Whenever she has something coming up, she likes to know everything about it. She doesn't like if there's a procedure or something coming up.
Or
she wants
shoot.
To know every step.
Yeah.
Me, I'm like I'll figure it out when I get there. But Saz always like, so what's gonna happen here? What's the next step?
I'm detailed. I know.
So she downloaded all of the pregnancy apps. She's trying to forecast and see everything that's going
to
happen.
I was trying
before,
to become an expert at being pregnant when pregnancy is unpredictable. And you know what? The turning point for me during my pregnancy when I finally learned to let go was at 12 weeks when I had a scare that put my back against the wall, praying and pleading with God that this child would not be taken away from me. It was a miscarriage scare that we were going through in the emergency room one night when it was a true test. And, you know, obviously, thank God we didn't lose Teeny. But I remember that night in the emergency room thinking, I've already established this connection with this beautiful child in me. And I even knew it was a girl. I was like, I don't want to lose her, God. And this was like this reality check moment for the first time, really, in years since I had been in L.A. when I just realized that this is a beautiful turning point in my life and I need to embrace it. And when I started slowly giving myself more grace in all these different areas of my life and throughout my pregnancy, something I've never done, I started to see things moving in me. And the truth is, I knew nothing about being pregnant or what I wanted for my life, but I was so like still concerned about like, there was this fear of like, what's going to happen to my body and my brand and this career that I've built and even our marriage, you know, and what's it going to look like when there's a child in the picture? Am I still going to get opportunities? Like, these were all things that were still in my mind throughout my pregnancy.
I think what's interesting between this breast cancer scare and then the pregnancy, you know, what they have in common is that they were something that came in that disrupted your life where you're not in control. And when you're not in control, God is challenging you to trust him because he's like, you can't control this. And the plans that you had may not come to pass and things may change. And you need to be okay with that. And you need to trust me in this journey. And so I feel like we went from a place of so much influence. We were just reacting and trying to do what everybody wanted us to do and please everyone and keep the wheel turning. When all of a sudden the wheels just hit a hard break, you're pregnant. Yeah. You got to take it easier. You don't want to lose this baby. And now you're in a completely vulnerable place where you're being influenced by so many other things. And now you're in a place where God's like, you need to pump away. You need to just get all rid of the noise. And you need to trust me and focus on what's happening right now.
And that word trust is really the key word here because I was entering a season of life where I had no clue what the other side looked like. I had no idea what motherhood was going to look like. I had no idea what my career was going to look like after having a baby. How am I physically going to be able to continue doing it? And God really spent that 9 months of pregnancy where I wasn't really working out like I was before and I wasn't overworking myself to really trust him and to really walk closely with God and to lean on him. And I think it was, and I know this for a fact, but it was halfway through, like as I was getting ready to deliver, when I finally felt this feeling of like, this like burden lifted off my shoulders, this weight that I had been carrying for years, the weight of acceptance, the weight of approval, the weight of confidence and beauty and what that meant. I finally felt like, it was towards the end of my pregnancy when I felt like I was coming out of that. And it was a beautiful feeling. Here I was, 60 pounds overweight postpartum.
I was about to say.
But I felt the most beautiful I had ever felt in my life.
But why?
Because I finally felt like my identity and who I am was in God's image. Which brings me to a verse that I was reading on the plane ride. I've been having more quiet time in the Word, and I read a really beautiful verse. My new thing is I'm starting the Bible from the beginning, and so I'm in Exodus right now, and I read something really interesting. You know, Moses spent 40 days and 40 nights with God, and he was fasting. He saw no one else for these days. Imagine that. He was at the top of a mountain with God. And they described his skin when they saw him again. It was glowing and it was radiant after he returned to his people. I envision after this time that he had spent with God, he grew closer to God. He walked closely with him. And as a result, he was influenced by him. And God started rubbing off on him. And after this, Moses conquered his tasks with this newfound leadership ability and he had this vigor. This is an example, I feel, for my life and how I want to draw closer to God as the center of my influence and to be more like him in all things that I do. And this is the ultimate power of influence. And I felt that at the end of my pregnancy, that I finally felt like I had that. And it makes me emotional, and I'm teary-eyed right now even saying this, because I feel like there's so many girls out there, whether you're an influencer or not, who just feel that heavy weight in you of just trying to be the best wife, the best girlfriend, the best daughter, the best influencer, the best one in your job, whatever that is, but you feel so empty. Like, how can I fuel this whole best version of myself when I have nothing that I can give?
I feel compelled to say this, you guys, as we're talking. I feel like insecurity is a breeding ground for influence. Just think about that. Where you are insecure, you will most oftentimes seek influence. But a lot of times we don't tell people about the influence that's influencing our insecurities because we don't want to voice our insecurities. But that's why you see a lot of women going under the knife, changing the way they look, because they don't feel deep down that they are beautiful enough to whatever the standard is that they're trying to hold themselves. Yeah. And I want to tell you, whatever your insecurity is, that's not who God says that you are. So if you believe that about yourself, you're telling yourself that. And one thing that I've been practicing lately, babe, is trying to see myself the way that God sees me. Mm. And God says, you're my son. You're my daughter. I love you. I've called you to great things, and I've equipped you with everything that you need in this life to accomplish everything that you were made for. And so you guys, if you're feeling insecurity, don't listen to bad influence. Mm-hmm. Listen to God, who God says that you are.
And God's approval is the best approval. So after my pregnancy now, I want to just say, babe, you saw me kind of become this new mom, figuring it out each and every single hour of the day, how this whole motherhood thing works. Still with the thought of, like, I got to go back to work eventually, you know? And I just started to notice after pregnancy, it was like this newfound purpose in my life. I cared less about my outside world in terms of the outside of how I looked, and I cared more about getting my inside world right.
Do you feel like there was a time where you tried to kind of go back to your old self?
Like after I was pregnant? You know, there were a couple of times I think I was, because that's comfortable, right? So whether it was me trying to, can you think of a specific time?
Well,
because I was going to say, like, for me, it might have been like, you know, when I was getting back into the YouTube world thing, you know, I did one of my first tutorials I did was like this glittery, smoky eye look. And I remember finishing that video and it was like this art project mess in my room. And then I was breastfeeding halfway through the video, had to press pause, go back. And I just was so bummed because I was like, what in the world am I doing right now? This is not something that I'm actually interested in, this glittery, smoky eye. I'm only doing it because I feel like that's what my audience wants to see and I want to make them happy. And then I thought, they don't even want to see this. They know that I'm not rocking a smoky eye because they're so engaged
right.
with my real life.
Well, what
it's
I think,
not relatable.
What I think is interesting is that you went through this whole journey of your pregnancy to, you know, discovering who you were and not being negatively influenced. But then you have the baby and then you begin to feel that influence again of like, well, should I be like my old self? Is that what people want to see? But you're not the same anymore.
Yeah.
And I feel like when it really changed for you, and we've said this before, is when you met Cindy and she
yeah.
said, I was a model and then I became a mom. And it wasn't practical for me to be a model anymore.
Yeah.
And I remember when we left that night, you were like, yeah, I'm not the same and that's okay. And I can grow into this new person. And I don't have to be influenced by who I used to be or what I think people want me to be.
Yes. And I was also blessed with this beautiful family of having you and Teeny and Sweetie and suddenly the meaning of life for me changed and how I wanted to live that life. You know, after I had Teeny, I discovered the power of my voice. You know, this is suddenly something that like a spark went off in me and in my heart to sort of help women. That's what I felt because of everything I had gone through. I felt like, well, I'm on this mission now to become finally the best version of myself, a version that I know God is going to make me.
The most authentic.
The most authentic version of myself. But then I also felt empowered of like, I want other women to know that as well and to feel that. And so this kind of became my new mission. And I realized the power of my voice. And it was no longer about these outer beauty expectations I put on myself. Because I just wanted women to know that they could become the best version of themselves. And if I could influence them in any way to realize that in whatever area of life, whether it's motherhood, whether it's fitness, whether it's on this journey of career and dreams, I wanted to empower them by simply being me. And I was finally there, I feel, after I had Teeny, which was a blessing in disguise.
And the best,
I was not expecting that.
And the best way to do that was with your voice. And I remember the day that you were going to shoot a video and you were like, I just am not who I used to be. And those things like the makeup and all that don't matter to me as much as they used to. And that's not all of who I am. And you and I at the kitchen table sat there. And I said, well, what do you want to do? You said, I want to talk to women and I want to help them feel this, you know, and empower them. And I said, well, why don't you do both? And that's when Makeup and Motivate came about. And you found so much purpose and identity in that. And that's who you're becoming. And that's who you are.
For the first time in my life, I finally feel 100% just happy with where I am. And I feel like my purpose has come into sort of life. In the past few months, God has really opened my eyes, you guys. He's blessed me with this sort of new gift of being decisive, something I've struggled with my entire life. I feel like God has shown me through my hardship, through that, those previous seasons, a true vision for where I'm heading now. And it's given me so much hope and excitement for the future. In this season, I'm resting in Him, finally resting, knowing exactly how to do that as my faith is being sharpened and strengthened by His word instead of my own. God has really, I feel like, set out this big mission for me that requires big work and big faith. So I'm just training right now for whatever that is, and I know I'm going to be ready for that when He tells me I'm ready. And that right there is what's influencing my life right now.
I'm so proud of you, baby. I've seen you guys. I'm with Suzanne every day, and she walks the walk and talks the talk. And I'm very proud of you. I've seen you change a lot since I first met you. Guys, a ton. Suzanne's, I feel like, one of your greatest qualities has always been your ability to recognize an area where you can grow. Bless you.
Sorry.
and being able to grow into that. And I know you've had seasons where you weren't growing. But you are growing, and I've seen you really listen to God's voice and to let that be your guide and your influence, and I've seen how it's changed you. So, you guys, if you're struggling with that, quit listening to the bad influences. Listen to who God says you are. Listen to loved ones. Who did they say that you are?
And can I just briefly speak to my fellow influencers out there? You know, I have grown to know and love some of you. I mean, all of you, really. Over the years, you know, anyone who I've met as an influencer, I have so much admiration for, because there really is so much that goes into this space that people don't know about, so much courage. And I just want to encourage all of my influencer friends to join me in this sort of initiative that I'm really starting to put out there, that I really feel like now is the time for us to post with purpose. I say that because there's so many young girls who follow us, and we need to use our platforms to be a voice for these young girls who are looking up to us and being influenced by what we share, what we say, what we do. And regardless of who our idols are and who we look up to, who whatever celebrities those are, I think it's so important that now, as influencers, we rise to the occasion to be ourselves, to be 100% authentic, and just keep that in mind every single post you put out, that there's young girls out there who are looking at our stuff. And I feel like we really got to post with purpose, because now people need it more than ever.
100%, baby. Well, guys, right now, what we've got coming up is we're going to answer your questions. We're going to give you a call on the Good Life Hotline. And then after that, we're going to give you three things that you can do to get your mind out of the clutter. What's up, Lily?
Hi, Lily.
Hi, Stevie. Hi, Suzanne. Oh, my God. It's crazy to be talking to you.
Welcome
guys
to the Good Life.
This is so cool, because we just kind of last minute, we're like, yo, send us your questions. And
I follow you guys. Oh, my God.
Well, we appreciate
so
you
fun
following us. What was your question, your first question?
Well, my first question is just basically life advice. I know it's like a downer right now, but I'm just going through relationship troubles. And I mean, I admire you guys as a couple, and I'm like, you guys are like relationship goals, and it's like,
girl, if only you knew. is there something specific that you're going through in your relationship right now that we can, you know, help you out with? encourage
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you know, I've been dating my boyfriend for about a year, and, you know, everything started out good and all that, and out of nowhere, his attitude just started changing, and then I just don't understand how, you know, your feelings change overnight, you know?
Yeah, kind of grow apart. You know, I think I've experienced this too in different seasons in our relationship, Stevie. Like we went through, you know, obviously we met in college, but things weren't perfect then, you know. I think it was for us, I was going through a lot of family stuff. So my temperament and my attitude every day was based on how I was being treated at home or what was happening around me. So at my center and at my core, I wasn't feeding it with the things that I needed to. And so Stevie had to pick up a lot of those broken pieces, I feel, and deal with my menstrual self.
And Lily, you know, honestly, in relationships, there's, especially in marriage too, when you're with somebody for life, there's times where one person is weaker than the other and we're there to pick each other up. And even anger can be a weakness or attitude and things like that. And so I think the answer really is that you have to respond by being the person that you want to be with. And that means even when they have a bad attitude, you don't go there. Or even when they try and start a fight, you don't go there. And you be the security in the relationship at that time. Because there could come a time down the road with him. If you guys are still together, where he's, you know, being that person for you.
And he's going through, you know, financial trouble with he's only, you know, one paying for everything. So I understand where he's frustrated with everything. I feel like that's where, like, the root of it all, and just not coping with the situation,
right?
You know,
and
the best way possible. And I've offered, you know, my support, you know, you know, I've been there for him, and I just feel like it's not really being reciprocated, and
I feel like a couple of my girlfriends have came to me with similar advice lately of like, you know, I want to be the strong person for him, but at the same time, I don't want my feelings to get lost and to be underappreciated. And I know, like, as women, we want to feel like we're being taken care of, you know, and that's so important to us. And so I think just kind of piggybacking off of what you said, Stevie, that really, he says that, and it's so true because that's what he did in my life. And there's been now seasons in our life where I've had to sort of pick him up and take care of him. So just know that everything in life is temporary, and it's really about having the right attitude every single day and how you're going to approach certain situations and circumstances, and to also lean on God and not be afraid to go to church together or to have a community together with other couples and to help lift each other up once every couple weeks, have a get together. I mean, that really helps feed our marriage and our relationship.
Well,
Lily,
we hope that answers your question.
And I guess my next question real quick would be not knowing when it's, you know, best to just walk away or keep fighting, you know?
That's a good question.
That's a really good question. That's a hard one to answer, to be honest. I feel like you always want to lead with love and with grace, but there does come a time where, you know, I guess you
it gets
you have to really evaluate that for yourself, and only you and that person, I think, really know and can make that judgment call. But
and I think it's also when you know that you've been like I don't know if your heart and your spirit's like mine in the sense that, like, I fight, you know, like, I'm not a quitter. So Stevie
I'm
and I can tell, girl, I was like, I can tell this girl's a fighter. And, you know, and I'm all about that. Like, don't give up and don't just quit because it's easy. Nowadays, it's so easy for people to just quit and walk away because I don't like that you did that. I'm out, you know, and I'm not one that is for that. I say fight as long as you can when you know that this is someone that, like, in the core of who he is, his morals and his integrity and his values line up with your values. So, like, the foundation of who he is really lines up with what you believe in. And if that's there and that's solid, then all the other stuff, you can work through it. So I think you'll know when you need to walk away, because in my past relationship, I was trying to resuscitate a relationship that was dead, and it had been dead for years. So I think you will know.
You know, respect for one another. There's no cussing. There's just you know, everyone disagrees on stuff, and there's certain things that, you know, it's like you're always going to annoy each other. But I feel like the fact that we still have mutual respect for one another, you know, I've been praying
about
it as well.
I feel good about it. I feel like you guys are going to be just okay. And we're wishing you nothing but the best. Thank you again for calling us.
The most adorable baby ever.
Thank you.
We'll give her we'll give her a smooch for you from Lily. Thanks for calling in,
Lily. Thank you, Lily.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
What's up, Elise?
Welcome
to the Good Life. We're doing
good. Oh, I like that she said y'all from Texas.
All I know is that we dialed a 512 number, and that means ATX. That means that we're basically neighbors.
Austinites. How's it going?
Definitely.
Well, do you remember your question? Because we have it. I mean, if you want us to read it or if you remember it, you can ask it.
I remember. I have it, too. I have it open. So.
Yay! Okay, share your question with everyone.
Okay, so basically I was going to ask, how did you gain the confidence to become an influencer? And do you ever get scared or nervous posting things?
Oh my gosh, this really sums up a lot of what we are going to be, what we talked about in today's episode. I never knew that I was going to become an influencer. In fact, the title influencer wasn't even a thing when I started out. So it kind of fell in my lap and I just ran with it. But along the way, I have experienced those times when I was so nervous to openly talk about things that I felt were authentically at my core, were me. And God was one of those things. I was so nervous at times, like, how am I going to talk about God when I don't feel like I'm a strong enough believer or I don't have all the answers if someone comes attacking me and asking me questions about my faith? And then I realized, like, somewhere along the way that, you know, God doesn't need me to defend him. I just need to be myself. And if I want to talk about things that I'm going through, whether it's my faith, my relationship, things about being a mom, it took me a long time to get there, but when I finally just let go of those fears and those insecurities, that's when I started to finally feel like an influencer. And that's kind of where I am today. And I feel like you guys have seen me sort of evolve from just doing beauty content to where I am today. So I guess in a nutshell, that sort of answers your question. But I'm human, so there's days if someone says something bad about Teenie Girl, you better believe I'm taking my shoe off. I'm like, no, you did not just say that about Teenie. But everyone loves Teenie, so.
Elise, I wanted to ask you, what do you feel like is holding you back?
Just kind of overall, like, you know, all the work I have to, like, put in and then having people not support it, maybe.
Hmm. What's so interesting is I shared this book that I've been reading because I'm actually in a season of challenging myself right now. Mm-hmm. And so I think you and I are in the same position in that we see somewhere we want to go, but we're thinking about all of the things along the way that are going to deter us, you know. And if those things are birthed out of insecurity and they're not birthed out of love, if you have a love and a passion for something – I believe that you should pursue that at some level. It doesn't have to be your number one job.
It doesn't have to be perfect.
But I believe that you should pursue it at some level. And if there's something that's like an insecurity or whatever or approval that's causing you from not to seek that, I would challenge you to face that because it's never going to dissipate. It's never just going to magically go away. You have to look at it and be like, okay, I'm scared of this or I want so-and-so's approval. And you know what? You got to face that, realize it's there. And then challenge it because in that challenge, you'll grow. And girl, I'm there with you right now, and I'm trying to challenge myself in this season. So I hope that encourages you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and best of luck to you as well.
Thank you, Elise. Thanks for being on The Good Life, girl.
Can you eat some salt lick for us?
We're going to do a meet and greet in Austin. So
asking y'all if you were going to do that. So I'm really looking forward to that.
It is coming in hot, girl.
Coming soon.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
That is so awesome. It's the first time we've done that, you guys, and we're going to be doing that more. So keep your eyes on our stories.
I love my InstaFam.
But I got to say one thing, Cezanne. Some of you guys didn't answer your phone.
I know.
We had more questions to ask, and you didn't answer your phone.
But I love that we were able to, like, dive deep and just talk more in depth and answering these beautiful two girls' questions.
Yeah, and we're going to do that a lot more. But that's it for today. So if you guys have a question, keep your eyes on the stories because we're going to do a lot more.
We should one day do a whole episode where we just take calls. Would you guys want to see that? If so, let us know. Review, comment,
Big
let us know.
Caller.
All right. So like Stevie said, we want to give you guys three things you can do to get your mind out of the clutter, a.k.a. comparison.
Or out of the mental gutter.
And you know what? I'll never forget it. When I was breastfeeding and pumping, mostly when I was pumping, I had like 20 minutes to kill. So what would I be doing? I would be sitting on my phone on Instagram. And I remember all my hormones were raging and I was feeling all some type of way. And these three things would have really helped me in that moment if I just had them. So we're going to share them. Number one, babe, take it away.
The first one is to stop and ask yourself, what am I feeding my soul right now? A lot of times we'll get lost in TV shows, social media, person in your life is going on and this and that. And you, what happens to me a lot of times, I'll be on social media and I'm scrolling and I have to stop myself. Mm-hmm. And even if it's nothing that's super bad, it's just a waste.
You start to feel,
I start to think, what am I feeding my soul right now? And I ask myself that question. I'm like, is this good? And if it's not good, which most of the time it's not, you guys, I just turn it off.
Turn it off.
And I walk away. That's a big one. Walk away from the bad influence.
That's great. Number two, channel your attitude into gratitude. So immediately when you start to think, you know, these horrible things about yourself because you've been lost in this dark tunnel on Instagram, whatever, immediately remind yourself of three things you're thankful for in your life. Say it out loud if you need to. And yeah, you don't have his or her life, but you have your life. If you can't think of one thing, I'll give you three right off the bat. You're alive. That's number one. Two, you're breathing. Number three, there's only one you in this world. Those are three things off the bat you can be super grateful for.
The third one, you guys, is to affirm yourself in areas where you know that you're weak or in your insecurities. If you really struggle with feeling beautiful, I really encourage you to write on a post-it note, stick it all around your house, you are beautiful. Mm-hmm. If you don't feel like you're loved, I want you to write on a post-it note, I am loved, and stick it all around the house. Also, you guys, it's so powerful for us to stick verses, Bible verses, on the wall to remind ourselves of who God says that we are, because
yes,
it's so important, because he sees the best in us and he sees who he created us to be. And that is something special. And you're not like anyone else. So don't try and be like anyone else.
That is so good. You guys, you know, getting into the good word of the week when we were thinking about this, I think in a nutshell, this is what we kind of want you guys to remember this week as you go on and do life. Discover the power within you to influence and to seek a greater influence beyond just a worldly kind. Your voice is never too weak or too inexperienced to influence someone in your life. We all have a story and a purpose, so no matter how many years you've got on this earth or how many Instagram followers you have, you have the power and a voice to authentically make an impact.
Bam. And that's the good word of the week, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us again here on The Good Life. If you haven't already, subscribe to this podcast. Leave us a rating and review. And of course, we want to thank our sponsors again one last time. That's Ulta Beauty, MGemi, Vista Print, ADT, and True Car. Thank you guys so much for supporting The Good Life. I hope you have an awesome week.
Babe, I just got to give you a little shout out because while I was gone, I noticed you kept everything together and you even took the car for a wash. Fellows, take tips.
That's right. I took the dog for a walk and I did wash the car, you guys. Here's a little couple car tips for you if you don't know about them. Did you guys know that a coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil can clean your interior? What up? Don't need Armor All. Did you know that removing excess weight from the back of your car can improve your gas mileage? Those are just a couple tips for you guys if you want to save some money. Did you know that you can place your key fob to your chin like in La La Land and it increases the range to hear that beep, beep, beep? Yeah. No, that's real. Here's another tip for you guys. You might also not know about how True Car can also help people get used cars. Trust me, it makes the process easy. That's right. True Car isn't just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you can enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience whether you buy new or you buy used. And with True Car, users can see what others paid, so they get to know if they're actually getting a good deal before they buy it. They're also more likely to help you enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting you with TrueCar certified dealers. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states.